All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Criswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for day 14 of our 25K in 25 Days program. So what we're going to do today is I want to work on this awareness of the fact that if you pay attention to the news, fear gets triggered inside. It's pretty hard not to because there's so much going on. There's so much that we're being told. There's so much that we don't have any control over. There are some things we can do, and those things that we can, we do, right? But there are some things we can't, we just don't have any control over. It can be pretty frightening, right? So how do you stay out of fear? When you can't control the world, what do you do? How do we stay out of fear? Okay. Nice deep breath in and release. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us, for being here in this moment to assist us in remembering the truth of our being, in remembering who we are, remembering how powerful we are. We are grateful, so, so grateful. And so it is. Start tapping at the top of your head. Even though I am very, very aware of all the ways in which this could go south. This experience with our entire culture, our world can go south, and we lose everything. Everything we've worked for, and it wouldn't be enough time to recover. To pull back out. I am really aware of that as a possibility. I'm aware that I might get this virus and I may not survive. I feel it sometimes so deeply in my body. I feel that fear sometimes so deeply in my heart. I'm present to that. Oh my God, what if? And it's so easy to horribleize the future, to catastrophize the future. It's easy to go there in my head, and then I find myself spiraling in my fear. What if? What if I can't control it? What if I get it? What if someone I love gets it? What if? What if? And it hooks me, and down I go. Thank goodness I don't go there all the time, and I don't go there consistently, and I have tools to bring me out. And it scares me. This out of control world situation, virus, reaction to the virus, response to the virus, worries me. I worry that the idiots who think that they're doing something, but they're doing more harm than good, who are really not doing anything, will get back in power again. And I have no control over that. I worry that my life will never be the same. I worry that my business will not be the same, that it will not survive this. I worry that someone I love will not survive this. Heck, sometimes I worry that I will not survive this. And even though those are very real and I'm very present to them, I'm also aware, very aware, that I'm creating from this place right now, my future. I'm aware that I am going into fear and making that choice because it's familiar, because I know it, because I've been here before, because it makes me feel connected to the rest of the world. I'm aware that I'm doing it. And on some level, I'm aware that I don't have to go there. I have tools. I have wisdom. I have ways to bring myself back here to this moment right now, to be present to this moment, where in this moment all is well. I have a home. I have food. I have heat or air conditioning, or I can throw my windows open and enjoy the beauty and the weather. I have people who love me. Most of all, I have tools. I have a conscious awareness that I don't have to stay there. I have an awareness that I have more control than that. I may not be able to control my governor or the president or the prime minister or any of the other people, but I can control me. I can stay as healthy as I can. I can do the things I need to do to stay healthy. I can do the things I need to do to stay mentally healthy. I have that power. I have those tools. I have that knowledge. I have that experience. And most of all, I have the connection with the divine that is mine at any time, any place, anywhere, and available to me without restriction, if I but ask. That connection allows me to know that I can trust. I can trust my process no matter what. That no matter what, I will be okay. That no matter what, life will be okay. No matter what, my business will be okay. I am safe. I am protected. I am connected. I am grounded. And I am receptive. I choose to bring myself back to this moment in time, right here, right now. Every time I feel myself tempted to spin out, every time I feel myself tempted to go into other people's beliefs, every time I feel that old fear coming up, you may end up in a nursing home like all of these other people and dying over there, dying alone. I bring myself back to this moment, right here, right now. I am safe. I am well. I am provided for. I have love. I have connection. I have protection. All is indeed well. I know how to pull myself out of fear, how to keep myself from going into fear. And I use my tools. Religiously, I use my tools. Consistently, I use my tools. I remind myself of all the things I'm grateful for, of all the ways I am taken care of and provided for, of all the ways I am healthy and whole and strong and capable and able, all the ways in which I am not alone, all the ways in which I am completely, totally provided for, cared for, loved, protected, for they are many. They are many. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, everyone. Go get your divine on. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Have a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Bye now.